Note, this is a very detailed combined issues compiled report. All submitted URLs in this spoken voice narrative are skipped for brevity purposes. Per below, I was told to direct my communications and issues to your email address crpd@ohchr.org, as an optional protocol of complaint pathway to the denial of rights for persons with disabilities in the United States of America that is systemic, affecting a class of persons, those persons who are infected with HIV, AIDS, and attempting to maintain their housing status in communities that are filled with haters directly internal of social service agencies that are involved in a cover-up that I have exposed and public meme key labeled as hashtag conspiracy exposed. You see, I was living in Denver, Colorado when I was under an 11-month hate and harassment campaign that I have documented at each level tier of this conspiracy. Tier 1, source of harassment pointed to a background check report returned from Truthfinder on the SMS phone number period July 29th to August 15th, received to be under the name of Barbara Thonson. Further research on this contact reveals this has a information and cyber technology pivot point of noting relevance, as her job title is Systems Engineer Senior at Lockheed Martin Information Technology, since 2002. Systems Engineer at Lockheed Martin, since 2002. Systems Engineer at Boeing, 1998-2002. The documentation of Tier 1 evidence can be found here. Yes, that is a valid domain. With Tier 1 being exposed, it was time to understand where the long-term established security hole in Adam 4 Adam Gay dating site was being placed as relevance. More on that in later exposed tiers of conspiracy. But I have known about this security breach for over 8 full years and have issued complaints in the past with no attention to correcting the security flaw in their code. But for now, let's document. Tier 2, a call recording made in medical provider services at the University of Colorado Health System with nurse Monica Flynn and social worker Tracy Scott. This call recording has been zip password protected and that password appears on Twitter. This call recording attempts to bring forward this exposed cyber-related pivot point of contention in my need to address the ongoing hate and harassment that I was receiving. The call is from August 17th. James Driscoll at Grew Up the 6th of September 2016. Replying to it, Grew Up at SecMem. Password, 5SRGEFWCJHGU82. This call recording is approximately an hour and shows the bias involving the attitudes that I was receiving in my medical care delivery of services provided. To date, no one at University of Colorado has answered my direct systems messaging to my individual care doctor, Dr. Nancy Mattinger. Speaking head letter to University Colorado Hospital Dr. Nancy Mattinger case fail telmy an embarrassment oftan verhived services 2017.mp3 the 23rd of August 2017 1552 24m. To no avail in the correction of this hate and harassment campaign, I proceeded forward. It is noteworthy that under the name of my building manager dated from May 11th is this subject titled Abusive Relationships, I Want to Pursue a Lawsuit. Email, you can read the full email here. This has not yet been placed to a tier-based identification in conspiracy. So we are passing into the date of October when it was exposed that the harassment that I was receiving was internal of my building at Chesney Clain John Apartments, and this is what is documented as Tier 3, the bicycle left over from me being claimed as ownership from another tenant. This was posted onto Facebook to the account name of Dr. Laura Schlesinger, radio personality. Conspiracy of hate harassment chaos 11 months in the making exposed, confirm the understandings that are needed here. You must reply please. James Driscoll, 9 videos, 60 views, updated 4 days ago. J. Martin Driscoll, Dr. Laura, you have my introduction. My name is James Martin Driscoll. I live in Denver, Colorado in HIV, AIDS, HOPWA, HUD subsided housing. There has been an ongoing hate harassment and personal hate agenda targeted against me for the calling of individuals out from this community into involvements into my personal life space that at the time appeared to not be holding respectful considerations for any kind of attempt at placing boundaries into my life space here. Time and time, new person after new person after new person would be called into connecting and involving themselves into my life and personal space here, which ended in chaos after chaos after chaos, time and time again. I could not indeed control these people to place any at all boundaries, to which I declared both in verbal form and directive assertions and in writing after they done their behaviors, attitudes, and antisocial normal actions within my life. Actually, the video presentation that best opens this up to public world view has a very distributing event that was captured onto video recording and posted here on Facebook to the activities of Mawana Harris back in May. There is a bicycle left over here in my space as an abandoned property object from these events. The original owner was brought over here to my apartment by Mr. Harris directly. To the events that now places this bicycle as abandoned property in my care for these many months, just in October, I had an encounter with another direct interbuilding resident tenant who subverts himself to the claim that this bicycle now is his property given to him by its owner, a discussion conversation that occurs outside of my personal knowing, and that this bicycle now has been claimed to his and not mine. This being the case, this makes this bicycle object of abandoned property from May, an object of proving case by the preponderance of the evidence level confirmed that the originating source point of this ongoing harassment and hate campaign set up against me was truly not of independent community members from outside creating these disturbances into my space of apartment 112 in this building, but indeed the source of these actors of conspirators were called into action against me from within this very own building. Just outside of my own apartment itself. Some other person here in this building is of moral responsibility and moral accountability for this. Not me. I have indeed detail after detail after detail documented and recorded these involvements into this space that has been going on for months and months and months with basically no stoppage until just notable recently. No one wants to speak, everyone wants to call me to not communicate, at all. In it, a conspiracy has been exposed, and no one wants to own up to their responsibilities to the cause of actions of the truth. I really need an outside council of leadership and powers pressures to bring forward resolution apart from oppression to which their resounding scope of focus is some kind of case complaint to set forth into eviction. I gave you a full and complete truthful introduction to whom I am, all facts not deceptions. They cannot be here completely silent, because indeed I can in fact use Facebook tagging, and I choose that tagging binding to their BS hate hidden agenda. Dr. Laura Chesney Clanjohn Housing Inc., Rocky Mountain Cares, Denver, Colorado AIDS Project, UC Health, University of Colorado Hospital, AIDS Healthcare Foundation, Peak Wellness Center, also in line of public celebrity here is Meta World Peace, Magic Johnson Foundation, Rachel Maddow, The Rachel Maddow Show, Barack Obama, President Obama, Pontifex, this post is very very much real. YouTube video playlist. Confirm the understandings that are needed here. You must reply please. Tier 3, shows internal of community involvements not external of outer cyber related pivot points which will be added into the mix later the following 12 months later. But for now, we have 3 tiers of this conspiracy documented. Tier 4, I now have a claim of breach of contract in my tenancy due to the fact that in May I sent an email titled, Abusive Relationships I Want to Pursue Why Lawsuit. Tier 4 comes about in the association of content that was posted to the Chesney Clanjohn page for the prior year December 1st, World AIDS Day. My content was censored. It was in honor of a black man and his work titled and filed at colorado.edu called Introduction to Standards V5N1 by Marlon Riggs who died of HIV, AIDS in 1994 in Oakland, California. This is where racist attitudes at why I have been targeted reveal themselves to the removal of my content and my inability to contact anyone in relating breach of contract in view of what is being conspiracy exposed in events documented. It is noteworthy that Mr. Marlon Riggs has 3 separate AIDS quilt panels. The essay posted at colorado.edu is excerpted here for your clarification. Introduction to Standards V5N1 by Marlon Riggs. Posted at colorado.edu. It's no longer enough, if it ever was, to critique interlocking systems of oppression without offering affirming alternatives of how society should and can reconstitute itself. As we move into the inevitably more demanding multilingual, multicultural environment both nationally and globally of the next century, our greatest task will be an inversion of the commonly assumed equivalence between difference and disunity. We must rewrite this equation, demonstrating again and again that unity does not require unanimity, that unity that is, a sense of social cohesion, of community canon is derived from the expression, comprehension, and active nurturing, and not merely tolerance or fetishization, of difference. This is the new standard of civilized life that now demands our urgent labor, a new world order, if you will, that subverts traditional conceptions of social order, a standard which in effect subverts the meaning of the word, standard, itself. For the new order must be comprised of multiple standards, shifting, open-ended, dynamically transforming, so as to engender ways of thinking and living that privilege no one set of cultural differences over another but affirm virtue in all. The bias of why I am being targeted so profusely, so frequently, so persecuted is involved in that Denver, Colorado is the most racially divided culture, black versus other races, that I have ever lived in. They filed for eviction in my HIV, AIDS HOPWA, Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS, at Chesney Clanjohn Apartments on November 30, 2016, the day before World AIDS Day. Tier 5, suspension of services at Rocky Mountain Cares in November for basically content that is considered adult materials directed to them in email with the standard you have now understood that I own fuckeduphuman.net, spelled fuckeduhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding not of hashtag Potapo, therefore a passable URL in reference a passable term in word reference. A new standard. It was not like I was making a diatribe of statements in public performance in their lobby or office. Instead is was against Rocky Mountain Cares for their role in why I never was able to secure a client representation of facts involving my case management. They block me on Facebook and all efforts at address is lost. I had to return to secure services back to Colorado Health Network aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project. This is key, because it was in May when I transferred my services from Denver Colorado Health Network to Rocky Mountain Cares for suspension of healthcare plans. It was the role of Colorado Health Network to process required paperwork which they never did which resulted in the suspension of my medical healthcare plan. So in December I had to move out because no one is listening to a community member who is being bombarded by hate. No, the leaders in this community are sitting plenty acting as untouchables. This will ultimately get exposed in Tier 6 later in the following year. But before I get to Tier 6, let's describe the events of Tier 5. Tier 5 is the reattachment of services back to Colorado Health Network effective the beginning of the year. They never returned my emails. Never returned my calls. I had to get my friend Marquis Ritchie to write a letter of contention and issues directed to what was my given case manager's name Joseph Hudson. No call or returns for my emails was ever received until I had my very own mother attempt to interface with the social services agency for which I was scheduled an appointment with Fatima Adan, long-term, 25 years case manager who happened to also be multicultural. From my first attempts to obtain a meeting in January to which their new office location was less than 1 mile away from my residence. I was boasting that I was going to be stopping by their office each and every day until I get a meeting with a case manager. Finally in April, a meeting occurred with Fatima Adan case manager which was witnessed and attended by my network hashtag chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Associate William Jamal Wilson, it was during this first time meeting that I learned that my case management was transferred to two separate case managers. Fatima Adan and Angela Keaty. I have case management card that states this status. Both case managers had been in their jobs long term, over 25 years. The last day of my time period in Denver was June 6 when Tier 5 and Tier 6 crashed together in an office incident shortly after 10 a.m. You see earlier that morning a Facebook Live was recorded up in the mountain area off the urban streets of Denver. The camera operator for this Facebook Live event was Sammy Lee Francher, another one of my network associates. Opening square bracket closing square bracket dot. I actually have 5 students of practice learning involved in this networking directory for an adult school of consensual practices that was first conceptual mentioned to Nurse Flynn on my first day session with her. What I was doing, I was building a trust-building network. The Facebook Live event URL is accessible from here. James M. Driscoll was live, June 6, 2017 at 9:23 a.m. For Daddy, it's time to acknowledge wrong and rights. We must build upon .life a new foundation of wisdom-wise guidance. I love you, Daddy. Tagging camera op, Sammy Francher. During this event, Mr. Francher reads off the staff business cards of the entire card directory of staff at the Colorado Health Network in change of priorities and change to new directions of foundation of trust. This never occurred. What occurred is worse. Later in the morning at their office is where the crashing of truths comes headstrong in a setup lie to induce me to get upset in their office after just recording this Facebook Live. They lied to me in my attempt to deliver documents to the establishment of my agenda intentions. Fatima witnessed this frame-up situation that generated an unsigned document of terminations of services for the events internal of their office for which it was not until later in July that I even knew that this suspension letter existed dated June 6. More on that in a second. With the discussions I was having with my case managers Fatima and Angela, my intention was to drive to New York from Denver to visit the United Nations and change my United States citizenry to some other country that does not allow the haters to win. I would not realize how close I was dealing with a hate collective group in June. I drove to New York to no avail due the complexity of visiting the United Nations with this story. I decided to drive back to Denver. I arrived the weekend of Independence Day for which another Facebook Live was recorded. This I walked the next day again to reenact the events from the prior day. James M. Driscoll was live. About 9 months ago, priorities are priorities filling my medicine when the pharmacy normally will close. Denver, Colorado AIDS Project. Tier 6 is the direct naming person of Jamie Villalobos, regional director of the Colorado Health Network, for his role as directing this hate and harassment campaign against me. For on the date of July 5th, Mr. Villalobos tipped his hand in this conspiracy as I am on my hands and basically knees knelling trying to collect and organize some papers from a position of standing over me. He is force-feeding a document directing at me from this stance. I did not even know what document it was being placed at me. For it was an unsigned letter of suspension dated June 6 delivered on July 5 after my return from New York, for which they figured they might not have to deal with, because if I found housing home in New York or resolve of matters, I would not have returned to Denver. But that is not the destiny of this hashtag conspiracy exposed was to play itself out. So the next day I reenact the events from the prior day on Facebook Live. Not realizing the future events that were to get documented to the web on the employee reviews of Glassdoor.com, I was acting basically alone with a handful set of supportive advocates to the truth of circumstances invoking an 11-month hate and harassment campaign against me. I name Jamie Villalobos directly as the puppeteer because if he had disinterestedness or impartiality involving the delivery of suspension letter, he would not be forcing it at me while I am still upon the ground. His hate seething inside him to conduct himself to expose himself at this position stance. I still had not yet the empowerment of beyond a reasonable doubt, but for the most part it could be tested in front of reasonable persons who would look at the entire record. Tier 7 is the cyber violations of privacy issue with Adam for Adam that would tie in when I got back home to the city of San Bernardino after my demise of attempting to get a voice in social services to enable my rights as a person with disabilities in an intractable conflict that so far remains in that state of intractability today 2018. For Adam for Adam uses the Zendesk support ticketing service to process their customer relations communications. They were auto-solving my support tickets. When I put the matter to Zendesk, Zendesk 2 was auto-solving my direct tickets to Zendesk and kicking the can down the ticketed communication chat channel and not addressing these issues. It was not until my interface with an content editor on LinkedIn in relationship to Zendesk did much of my content remain static against Zendesk appearing to a post of demonstration video of their service. This content has since been deleted but remained static on site of LinkedIn for over 30 days. That is when I defined the following cross-referencing URL definitions. Tier 7 is exposed. It was shortly after July 6 that I public named Jaime Villalobos as the source creator of this hate and harassment campaign. When in May the prior year an email went out titled Abusive Relationships, I Want to Pursue a Lawsuit, and in March this SMS conversation occurred with a paralegal. Another part of conspiracy that I am not sure where to number it. Index of phone numbers 720-313-1459. Parent directory. Hashtag fucked up umangi saris holes. George Mark adds it. What the hell is wrong with this conversation? Realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net. Actively servicing the truth to all time human history at gmail.com. gmail.htm. George Mark adds it. What the hell is wrong with this conversation? Realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net. Actively servicing the truth to all time human history at gmail.com. gmail_files. James Driscoll_linkedin.html. James Driscoll_LinkedIn_files. LinkedIn messaging, Mark George adds it blocked.html. LinkedIn messaging, Mark George adds it blocked_files. To George Mark adds it pt1, mp3. To George Mark adds it pt2, mp3. To George Mark adds it pt3, mp3. Truthfinder, George Mark adds it .htm. Truthfinder, George Mark adds it _files. Facebook.com/. I have asked Mr. Adsit several times to explain himself and to explain who sent him into my lifespan of presence, for which he ducktail and cowers to block me or hide away in shadow. As a paralegal, and caught by the circumstances this is filed under his real name, there is no embarrassment back in March. In January is when my car was stolen. And it was November 1st of the prior year that I can trace back SMS messaging that dates this to an 11-month hate and harassment campaign against me. So let's forward to the Adam 4 Adam support ticketing auto-solving methodology and Tier 7, the final clincher why this issue must be brought into the light forever out of the darkness. Adam 4 Adam has a long-time security hole embedded into the messaging section of their web platform code. They are just now changing their app to a new reorganized format. I still do not have confirmation that these issues are addressed properly, even though I have Twitter at FBI attached to these matters. On Twitter, the security hole is detailed that I have known about for over 8 years. James Driscoll it grew up. Replying to it Adam 4 Adam. Adam 4 Adam, are you going to acknowledge your security hole? Then are you going to acknowledge me in the Zendesk support tickets? Or are you we going to play cat and mouse for another year? This is what a massive online privacy violation looks like, AmericaBlog. AmericaBlog.com Gay. September 8, 2014 The popular gay-oriented smartphone app Jacked has a security flaw that permits anyone with an internet connection to easily find the exact location of any Jacked user currently online. I just found literally thousands of gay men across Europe, Asia, the Middle East and Africa. Update, I've just received a Grindr makes available the exact location, within 100 feet, of August 26, 2014 14 posts 12 authors. Here's an image of the locations of all Grindr users, right now, near Harvard Square in Cambridge, MA, accurate to 100 feet. I suggest you are conflating, works as designed, with not a security or privacy violation. What it sounds like this site is doing, is using triangulation to find your exact location. Grindr, tipster, warns users of gay social apps, security flaw. August 25, 2014 Although Grindr is often used by gay men to meet other men discreetly, the tipster warns users that they could be targeted, persecuted or even murdered as a result of the app's location data, NDTV is reporting. The message includes links to a Twitter handle, YouTube video, which can be viewed above. Also reference the Jack Q and Grindr apps in the following news events documentations. This violations in information privacy and cyberspace transactions is systemic and conducted by the hate collectives of the Ryan White Care Act culture of social service agencies, which I can prove is truth by a review of several of this company's Glassdoor reviews and the chaos and hate collective work environment cultures that exist under the guise of good intentions. They are working a conspiracy tier 8 which is meme key hashtag conspiracy exposed and hashtag conspiracy exposed terminate sossip. Now listen to the FBI complaint in full as IT was introduced to the general enable at UN.org staff processing my written story. Systemic discrimination in Ryan White Care Act social services and governmental social services agencies in the United States. Deserves a review by optional protocol. Four messages. Realuphuman.net, less than realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, at gmail.com, Wednesday, March 21, 2018 at 7:58 a.m. 2. Enable at UN.org. Secretariat for the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, SCRPD. Division for Social Policy and Development, DSPD. Department of Economic and Social Affairs, DESA. United Nations Secretariat 29th Floor. 405 East 42nd Street. New York, NY 10017. United States of America. Email, enable at UN.org. Dear United Nations Enable for Rights for Persons with Disabilities. I have a systemic issue of discrimination against a certain class of persons in the United States that I would like to offer an optional protocol complaint forward into review. I am not sure that as a citizen of the United States, the optional protocol plays role in my ability to submit a complaint forward against the social services network here in the United States of America. Thanks for messaging us on Facebook. Please also resend your message to enableiton.org. Above this was directed to you on Facebook. So you have been receiving my story of how this has unfolded against me by messages directed into your view by email accounts of James Driscoll lessthaninthemindway@gmail.com and realuphuman.net lessthanrealuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net actively servicing the truth to all time human history @gmail.com. At this point, I am not sure where to turn to secure my rights as a person with two different disabilities. 1. Long-term HIV, AIDS filed and receiving SSDI disability income since December 2000. 2. Mental illness diagnosed with bipolar disorder I. If there is no option to receive a complaint from the United States of America via the optional protocol, I have in lieu of this process, issued a FCC complaint in the Malform Emil and Procedures of Social Services. That FCC complaint is web-filed archived and has spoken voice text narrative describing the entire complaint that I have to bring into perspective on behalf of an entire class of persons. Those persons are persons with HIV AIDS subject to violations of rights and abuses of violations of privacy as it relates to cybersecurity of information. As well, there is no pathway of complaint except for the optional protocol within the scope of view that should be investigated for follow-up against the entire Ryan White Care Act and other governmental social services agencies here in the United States of America. The FCC complaint and my final regard comments upon this ticket system complaint is appropriate to the circumstances that I have included enableiton.org over the course of many months since my discovery of the source of an 11-month hate and harassment campaign against me was directly Social Services of Colorado Health Network and that the evidence of record for this record of truth is found on Glassdoor with employee-to-employer reviews of that agency. It is showing very extreme as well systemic that on Glassdoor, the reviews of employee for these Ryan White Care Act-funded agencies is full of chaos and bad leadership practices. Or that they do not really care to be enabling the rights for persons with disabilities over their profit margins of executive and other director controls. This is a separate formal request to imitate an investigation into the details and concerns I have in complaint against a system that has eroded my trust so badly that I want to change my United States citizenry to some other country, perhaps New Zealand, besides the United States to proceed with what is apparent a fair and equitable participation in society as rights for persons with disabilities. The URL to the FCC complaint web archive with spoken voice text narrative interface is found here. TXT, FCC complaint request #2316884.html. The 21st of March 2018 746-173k. Use the QR graphic above to access this HTML page if you are reading the US mail copy of this correspondence. The spoken voice narrative audio file that accompanies this FCC report is FCC complaint request number 2316884.org. The 21st of March 2018 5:38:16 a.m. This FCC complaint concludes as follows. James Driscoll today at 3:54. It might be noteworthy to have to realize that an article, optional protocol, states parties, states that signed but have not ratified, states that have not signed. The optional protocol to the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities is a side agreement to the convention which allows its parties to recognize the competence of the Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities to consider complaints from individuals. 15. The text is based heavily on the optional protocol to the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. The optional protocol entered into force with the convention on the 3rd of May 2008. 3. As of October 2017, it has 92 signatories and 92 parties. 16. Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. The Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities is a body of human rights experts tasked with monitoring the implementation of the convention. It initially consisted of 12 independent human rights experts, with half elected for a two-year term and half elected for 4 years. 17. Thereafter members will be elected for four-year terms, with half the members elected every 2 years. As the convention has achieved 80 ratifications, the committee will be expanded to 18 members. 17. The optional protocol, a mechanism within the United Nations framework to report abuses such as this complaint establishes, is missing the United States signature of enforcement standards of practices. Therefore, the body most in view of responsibility to ensure these rights falls upon the FCC per these online documentations of computing and moral responsibility and maintaining information privacy in cyberspace transactions. These community peace-building shortcuts have spoken voice text narrative interfaces. Links to computing and moral responsibility. Links to information privacy in cyberspace transactions. Jerry Kong, University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, School of Law. Stanford Law Review, Volume 50, p. 1193, 1998. And many more, Google 8. States parties. States that signed, but have not ratified. States that have not signed. IT is therefore your legal and ethical and computing and moral responsibility to resolve these matters in accordance to the signed convention enacted mandates of the United Nations Convention for Persons with Disabilities within the scope view of this complaint process as a citizen of the United States of America offering such complaint for RETIFICATION and remedy for social services to enact a more just communication standards interface between client and agency or between client and governmental authority agency. There is no other magistrate that can be utilized for this purpose beyond civil lawsuit proceedings. Enable rights for persons with disabilities - optional protocol.jpg 200 kilobytes. Avatar. James Driscoll today at 4 o'clock. This complaint data filing is complete. Please read complete. Please understand complete. If there are any questions, please ask for clarification. If there are no questions as to the validity of my claims backed up by Glassdoor employee to employer site reviews across the nation, we must do something about this situation and people's lives and the jeopardy of death is the outcome of non-action in these matters. These matters are of grave concern for the national discourse of HIV, AIDS disease progressions and outcomes here in the United States of America. On the interface with social services here in San Bernardino, please link to the FCC report and read complete to obtain the URL of status of where services are being discriminated against by restriction of use of email to provide information needed in my case. Thank you, Mr. James M. Driscoll, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, CA, 92405, 909-882-8759. Request number 2,316,884. Your browser does not support the audio tag. Formal complaint, malformed policy, practices at the Department of Public Health, Department of Behavioral Health, County of San Bernardino, CA. Avatar, James Driscoll yesterday at 1621. A case of intractable conflict in social services here in the United States of America, this is a complication of issues complaint submission. Please email to clarify this communications complaint. Thank you. Introduction of issues beyond this text complaint, in spoken voice narrative appended with music. Opens a new window, retrievable in full of the following direct INDIVIDALLY name binded URL. Opens a new window, in reference URL, their domain, dbh.sbscounty.gov, San Bernardino CA County Governmental Site. Dear FCC, I would like you to launch an investigation purposes why email standards are being restricted from patient and client care concerns to the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health, Department of Behavioral Health and specifically in the violations of my rights as a person with disabilities to be a full and equal partner in society which is being discriminated against because they say they don't have to receive client concerns email standards. Officially, today, there was a detachment of services forward rather than allowing services to go forward with the attachment of change of social services standards. I have a complaint against social services here in San Bernardino County but in full, I have a complaint in a hashtag conspiracy exposed that needs to be brought into perspective that social services here in San Bernardino does not want to acknowledge email standards. It is against the international law and good faith efforts of the United Nations on communication standards being thwarted that needs to be addressed. It is not appropriate to deny the use of email standards in the services offered by social services. Even when they are enabled, they are abused as is the case against Colorado Health Network aka Denver Colorado Health Network that I can prove beyond a reasonable doubt it is them and not me that is the behavioral problems that needs to be shined into the light. The Glassdoor employee reviews that appears after my demise in Denver Colorado with my housing shows who has been telling the truth. Opens a new window, February 17, 2018, Colorado Health Network logo, if you don't gossip like a teenager, you'll be an outsider. Former employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Neutral outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network full-time. Pros. The mission at CHN is good. Cons. Very catty work environment for the most part. Advice to management. Get to know employees better. My name is James Martin Driscoll and I own a very unique set of domains. The legal right to freely use these URLs is passable legal law. Please accept there is no alternative but to communicate the disappointment that I have in view of communication standards. Opens a new window, letter to Dr. Sadiq Mirza, psychiatrist, with binded name URL content, has spoken voice text narrative and YouTube presentation videos. This is a letter of conclusion after they detached services today. A new window, termination of services is an act of discrimination of not enforcing rights and accommodating rights for persons with disabilities, the government's role of seek out this enforcement standards, not I to apply pressure of change. A lawsuit might be pending. Two messages. Martin J. Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com Tuesday, March 20, 2018 at 2:45 p.m. 2. MHSA at dbh.sbcounty.gov, enable at un.org, FCC 504 at fcc.gov. CC, Bethany Barbosa, Case Manager at dbh.sbcounty.gov, bbarboza@dbh.sbcounty.gov, Dr. Mirza, Smirza at dbh.sbcounty.gov, Stephen at grew-up-therapist Graves, sgraves@dbh.sbcounty.gov, #jonathan.arellano-jackson, #cromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Jarellano-Jackson@pd.sbcounty.gov, supervisorgonzales@sbcounty.gov. RE, Phoenix Community Counseling Services. Office of Program Planning and Development. Department of Behavioral Health, Department of Public Health. County of San Bernardino Social Services, sbcounty.gov. 1950S. Sunwest Lane, ST. 200. San Bernardino, CA 92415. mhsa@dbh.sbcounty.gov. This email web file opens a new window. Spoken voice narrative of this text. A new window. CC. Opens a new window. Josie Gonzalez. 5th District Supervisor. 909-387.4565. Website. I confirmed that I reside in the Office of Programming Development in 5th District San Bernardino County. It is with great disappointment that both Dr. Mirza, psychiatrist at the Phoenix Community Counseling Center San Bernardino, and the floor manager today decided to maintain the status quo in the care and concerns that I have been bringing forward as it references these two videos. QR scan codes plays these videos on YouTube. A new window, quality in social services, understanding the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. A new window, mini law school, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Your office manager decided to label my emails as harassment when they are not. We are not going to progressively get through this issue with attitudes that are ingrained on your part that do not change. In closing, I told Dr. Mirza that the year is 2018. Also, as it relates to the activity in social media on his Instagram, I was enforcing the idea that it is not an option to ducktail and run away from this issue on that platform. I was not stalking him. Harassment is defined as, dictionary, harassment. Harassment, noun, harassment, plural noun, harassments. Aggressive pressure or intimidation. The state also grants us the right to pursue this belief without any form of persecution or harassment. Synonyms, persecution, intimidation, pressure, force, coercion, informal hassle. The report cites 3 separate accusations of harassment. If you want to claim my email is aggressive, you have to respond where I have made aggressive statements, which there are none. If you want to claim my email is pressure, you might have that claim, but pressure to do the right thing over the wrong things in this case, I have the right to point out where informed consent crosses the lines. Email is open and available to be used by the general public and remains open to that standard. If there is a policy in place that opposes this position, it must be in written form and made available to the general public upon an email being rejected from being received. So far, your email policy does not meet the general guidelines of governance, and I will be directing a complaint to the Federal Communications Commission for malformed policy and procedures that violate the rights of the public, and specifically individually me to be a fully informed and participating member of society. The last basis of the definition of harassment involves intimidating, which typically enforced means physical threats of violence. There are none in my writing and has never been. That is because I am a peace builder. The ultimate conclusion to list, or public file, the content of this situation is being at fuckeduphuman.net, spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding knot of #Potapo is a matter of cyber law fact and not physical intimidation. Failure to hold the standards of rights of persons with disabilities upright and your outdated policy that violates these rights amended and changed will result in this entire matter being filed here. And removed from all other in pro processes of mutual understanding filings. The emails that were sent to the Department of Behavioral Health along with the faxes that were sent to the Department of Public Health remain in a contentious state when it is your obligation to release that contention. I will mention the fact that your office is broadcasting guest Wi-Fi services but refused to give the password to the general public. In of itself, shows your biases on the wrong side of this contention. But I don't have the leverage at this point to force the issue of doing right over wrong. I should not need it. But your web domain is noted justly inaccurately. Opens a new window, index of /dbh.sbounty.gov, parent directory, /stephen.john.graves, sgraves@dbh.sbcounty.gov, Google C947D222B47B5.html. That Google verification file means that the contents of this directory is set forth to be included in Google index and search results. The full contents, which is being amended, will to include all content ever submitted to the Department of Behavior Health. In your services referral, note that each level of interface that I encounter to social services will constructively offer the same exact result. Your option to tucktail, duck, and run is noted instead of standing up firm and strong for the principles of these matters. Those principles that are noted in the video presentation attached to this conclusion letter to the County Department of Behavioral Health. They remain that I can't force you to do anything but to listen. But then again, you are denying your openness to even that process. There is nothing but calamity and chaos in the deliverance of services on the other end of this setup, for which I know I am the one you could have first listened to and you choose to ignore and remain in your state of ignorance. This is a sad state of affairs. I would not be amazed at the interim outcome of this is that your email services fully be ... opens a new window, descriptive image narrative version 25 minute 44 seconds of this email record page for benefit of blind, disabled persons. ... Please stop any other playing audio before you begin this audio playback. ... Your browser does not support the audio tag. Admonishment to dbh.sbcounty.gov. Warning, strong language in this audio. Autoplay. Your browser does not support the audio tag. Spoken voice narrative 1831s. Appended music selections, Madonna Swim. Skip Marley Lyons, Pink Floyd Hey You. And In the Midway Waters 1. Your browser does not support the video tag. Quality and Social Services, Understanding the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Please click on image below to play video time index tab to the display content it references. Greater than, a citation page of written text for a human rights document on international rights for children, click on image to access the entire document reference. Quotation, the Accessible Information Standard is concerned with ensuring that people with information and or communication needs relating to or caused by a disability, impairment or sensory loss have those needs met by organizations providing health and or adult social care. In the vast majority of cases, such needs can be met using e-standard or standardized alternative formats, such as Braille, mainstream contact methods, such as email, standardized communication methods, such as British Sign Language, and or other generic adjustments, for example facing someone tolerable them to lip read. Here is a foot comment in view of your standard, it hasn't however. 2.17 There is clearly an understandable preference for communications that allow for real-time interactions and do not rely on a third party. However, TEE associations note that although technologies such as email, instant messaging and SMS may enable communications between people with disabilities and their friends and family, they are not always perceived to be appropriate for communication with others such as doctors, schools and government agencies. And sometimes these organizations do not make these methods available. However, it should be noted that there is considerable scope for businesses, institutions and government agencies to increase their accessibility by extending the means by which people can contact them. For example, Optus recently won a Communications Alliance Commitment to Customer Service award for their online chat and social media services. Vodafone Hutchison Australia, VHA, has offered customer support via social media and online chat since the beginning of 2011, and Telstra has also recently introduced social media as another means by which customers can contact Telstra for customer service inquiries. A book reference on the subject. Brooks R.G., Menachem E.N. Physicians' Use of Email with Patients, Factors Influencing Electronic Communication and Adherence to Best Practices. JMed Internet Res 2006, 81, E2, Free Full Text, Medline, 16,585,026 DOI 10.2196, JMIR, 8.1.E2 Conclusions. This large survey of physicians practicing in ambulatory settings shows only modest advances in the adoption of email communication and little adherence to recognized guidelines for email correspondence. Further efforts are required to educate both patients and physicians on the advantages and limitations of email communication and to remove fiscal and legal barriers to its adoption. You are on the wrong side of the debate. I am on the right side of solutions. I want my autonomy respected, my right to make the choice to use email respected, and I want to be able to email the record. As I continue to use email to journalize my story of circumstances in my life. I want my email to be received and read to their detail record so there is an understanding form to the correct mental health wellness choices in my case which is not ignorance, silence, and allowing the haters to win in regards to a instactable conflict. What can be done happens to be needing. Detail analysis of email story details and I write my story better than I can tell it out verbally. I have the right to use email to write my story and then also use spoken voice text narrative as in reading accessibility to speed up the story detail into the care of providers. This story is an absolute out of the box of normalcy that I deserve my choices to be taken into the correct accommodation in my client and medical care. There is no option but to the formation of written record excellence. I need a court authority to tell me that they have their right to hold non-mainstream standard restriction against the use of email in my care. I know they shall rule the fact of full and equal participation on the side of the United Nations mandate rather than ruling on the side of the county's current policy against clients and patents of the Department of Behavioral Health and the Heath Department from using technology and email per the standards placed into documentation agenda. We are wiser than allow a fear-based choice of virus infection when SiteAdvisor clears my site is safe, YouTube standards of our information society sharing is being pressed forward, and perhaps SoundCloud and scholarly book references is all that I am sharing to my doctor. Wow, what a system of discrimination. In the disenfranchisement right to use our information society internal of my social services. Care, we are better than this, are we not? Your browser does not support the audio tag. Spoken voice narrative alone. Your browser does not support the audio tag. Spoken voice narrative only, added them in summary. For the purpose clarity of why this email archive record is placed with direct person name binding. Your browser does not support the audio tag. Spoken voice narrative only. Added for court authority review. Gmail James Dry Skill less than in the mind way at gmail.com. YouTube presentation. Why do I not fit into a box or mold? Your option not mine to change your bullshit. One message. Martin J. Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com. Monday, March 12, 2018 at 8:17 a.m. 2. Dr. Mirza, Smirza at dbh.sbcounty.gov, Stephen at grewuptherapist Graves, sgraves at dbh.sbcounty.gov, hash jonathan.arellano-jackson, hashtag chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Jarellano-Jackson at pd.sbcounty.gov, Bethany Barbosa case manager at dbh.sbcounty.gov, bbarbosa at dbh.sbcounty.gov, ccmhsa at dbh.sbcounty.gov. 2. My entire personal care mental health wellness team at the Phoenix Community Counseling Center, San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, along with public defender attorney Jonathan Arellano Jackson representing hashtag chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy, here. This email will have spoken voice narrative of the contents fully along with public scan-able QR URL sharing codes for public awareness of these issues. This will be web archived to the following folder URLs. Each of these URLs points to the same folder but contains direct name binding content presence and cannot be ignored. I am a Virgo born here in San Bernardino and this was my horoscope page the other day that I captured for use. I don't use horoscopes often, but in this case, it applies. Opens a new window, opens a new window, opens a new window, opens a new window. The screen snapshot of horoscope site information page reads with a slight added comment here. All about Virgo, August 23, September 22. The analytical mind of a Virgo is never satisfied. Ruled by information-seeking Mercury, you intelligent individuals live to soak up knowledge. Expecting nothing but the best from yourself and those around you, service-oriented Virgo is always happy to help others achieve certain standards. Luckily, while your mind is always reeling with the next critique, your fast and witty sense of humor, which I have lost due to hashtag conspiracy exposed, supports your lighthearted side, and keeps you on the good side of others. I do not accept the conditions of the status quo against my life choices. I do not accept irrational thinking paradigms that does not enable my rights as a person with disabilities per the United Nations mandates on our society responsibility and duty toward each other. These rights that would enable me to become a full and equal contributing member of society to the full accepted practice of sharing wisdom and truth. I do not accept asinine excuses to detach our world realities for selfish sides of disinterested motives or worse yet to cover up or become internal of problems you may find as a conflict of interest to not engage me because of your side of corruption histories that you do not wish to rock the boat as they call it. It is time to stand up and rock the boat together and tip the boat over and go for a little or big swim as we may need. You will find the use of Madonna's track song Swim in a media presentation on SoundCloud in the name of my former case manager at the Colorado Health Network. The title on SoundCloud is Opens a New Window, Madonna lyrics from Swim off the album Ray of Light. Verse 1. Put your head on my shoulder, baby. Things can't get any worse. Night is getting colder. Sometimes life feels like it's a curse. Pre-chorus. I can't carry these sins on my back. Don't wanna carry any more. I'm gonna carry this train off the track. I'm gonna swim to the ocean floor. Chorus. MMMMM. Crash to the other shore. MMMMM. Swim to the ocean floor. Verse 2. Children killing children wildly. Students rape their teachers. Comets fly across the sky. While the churches burn their preachers. Pre-chorus. We can't carry these sins on our back. Don't wanna carry any more. We're gonna carry this train off the track. We're gonna swim to the ocean floor. Chorus. MMMMM. Crash to the other shore. MMMMM. Swim to the ocean floor. Bridge. Let the water wash over you. Wash it all over you. Swim to the ocean floor. So that we can begin again. Wash away all our sins. Crash to the other shore. MMMMMM. Pre-chorus. I can't carry these sins on my back. Don't wanna carry any more. I'm gonna carry this train off the track. I'm gonna swim to the ocean floor. Chorus. MMMMM. Crash to the other shore. MMMMM. Swim to the ocean floor. My mission work has now a reaching out platform of commons that I have found to engage in attempting to bring my mission work forward. This organization's common ideal focus only debuts last month February 4th. Why does your field of work should be incorporated as unified into mine is obvious by the graphic that is displayed on this page. It relates to the brain and behavioral sciences of addiction. Opens a new window, and, showing a screen snapshot of the top of the problem page from humanedec.com, shows the title banner. Our society is being hijacked by technology. A picture of a human brain with numbered references to different location areas within our brain. Under the picture of a human brain is the text. What we feel is addiction is a part of something much bigger. There's an invisible problem that's affecting all of our society. This site appears online less than 60 days ago. So, they are at the ground floor of change. I have been in this mission work for over 10 years with the registration of my domain set which was started June of 2006. I started it first, but you don't trust me yet to have that answer. you want to bury your head in the sand of implausibilities that a person with bipolar disorder or any disability of the mind can be so wise and intelligent to offer this solution. You want to disenfranchise my opportunities in our society. It is wrong to allow you to do this against me. It is offensive and an insult to my intelligence and is why I am so upset with you all or anyone who is not showing their character wisdom wise outward toward me but prevaricating the truth hiding away in shadows of vagueness or silence extremes. I want and demand change. I have a YouTube video presentation that I do believe is complete. If you do not accept that I am the man of peace building mission work that you must allow to hit your heart of intelligence brain to follow then we have no other reason to exchange in our lives. I have my right to chastise you and to reprimand you for your insolence for you to allowing the haters to win. For I am that one man who needs to take the reins away from irrational thinking ideas and bring forward better working models everywhere. If you do not have interest in my work, you cannot be a part of any interface on my life. And that I will be firm, sound, strong, and defiant that if you attempt to alter my course path choice for some altered vision of your reality is better than my future vision of change. You would be wrong to delay your involvements here too. I am now living homeless of independence in my family childhood home that I grew up in since age 5 because of an hashtag conspiracy exposed which I can prove beyond a reasonable doubt that it is them and not me as being the problem and not the solution. I have presentation documents to be delivered to you in the next course work weeks that will be delivered with transmittal business record of receipt and processing on your side of these responsibilities to our world that you must follow and enable my rights per the United Nations Convention on the Rights for Persons with Disabilities is my most closest reach of a governmental authority of the state representing common decency. Each one of you requires to answer these two questions when you encounter this content. Are you with them therefore against me? Or, are you with me and therefore against them? Therefore they deserve reprimands for what they have done to me. Who are they? Let's say, it first starts with Colorado Health Network aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project but we have a closer interface at Foothill AIDS Project that needs to be reset to proper balanced relations that should be considered a strike the fire confrontation of decency. Everyone has allowed the haters to win and it is wrong to maintain this silence. I guarantee that history is on my side of the future world of what will be our way of peace living society life. Join with me and find resolution for these as soon as possible remedy for these undeserving and unnecessary conflicts that happened. Your delay is standing in my way. YouTube video playlist presentation. Play all. It grew up conflict resolution system presentation. Presenting the foundation of ideals to the development of a new technology interface of an assisted conflict resolution system. In our world, we have intractable conflicts that remain challenged to be placed upright and resolved. These challenges go to a lack in communication tools that focuses on unification. Counter to what one might think, our society with the current popularity mainstream social media tool platforms being used is becoming detached by way of these technology tools. They are generating one more media marketing frenzy to the profit of companies at the expense of addiction and mental health. Our society is being hijacked by technology. The problem is described in this link, a new window. I propose a two-tier cooperative development project. First, the introduction of a morality currency accounting and tracking system called hashtag Chromobones. Second, a user interface that will engage users across domains or even offline that will enable the temporary human-to-human or human-to-group collective purpose bonding presence of the peace and reconciliation binding knot of hashtag Potapo. These two symbols are sourced from the African Adinkra symbolic communication system and much can be utilized in the entire Adinkra set of symbols to the creation of a new communication tool. The way Adinkra is communicative effective is found in this link. Opens a new window. This can work to form new understandings across culturally different lifestyles. There are over 100 Adinkra symbols in use today. The final video presented in this presentation is an introduction to the Adinkra. Peace and wellness to you all at Phoenix Community Counseling Center, San Bernardino, California. Sincerely, James Martin Driscoll, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, CA 92405, 909-882-8759. Business site link, opens a new window. I am seeking true friends in this world and a place to live where true friends are found among society freely and not a hate collective caddy group in view and control and reins of hate that is directing or pulling the puppet strings of illusions, deceptions, lies, and abusive relationships and justified called into interference of my free-flowing honest living cheat-free and stealing-free life. All you have to do is read the Glassdoor employee reviews posted after my departure demise because no one would confront this hate collective leadership. No one had the balls to stand up and show some way out of their hateful mess. But after I am gone, I deserve to be placed back upright as quickly and justly as possible, no further delays are tolerated. Opens a new window, February 17, 2018, if you don't gossip like a teenager, you'll be an outsider. Former employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Neutral outlook, I worked at Colorado Health Network full-time. Pros, the mission at CHN is good. Cons, very catty work environment for the most part. Advice to management, get to know employees better. Opens a new window, September 13, 2017. Helpful too. Employment. Former employee, client services in Denver, CO. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network, less than a year. Pros: case managers are not micromanaged. Occasionally drug companies will come in and bring free lunch, relaxed dress code, on a major bus line. Cons: management is awful. They do not trust their employees with anything, not even tissues. If you want a box of tissues, you have to go to upstairs and talk to them. One person stores them in his office. They had a big investigation because two employees quit because of racism and discrimination within the organization. The investigation was inconclusive. They had a meeting with all of the staff that was announced 24 hours prior. Regarding discrimination, it was said that we were diverse, we have one of everything. How can an organization thrive when a top official is racist? If you are a woman or person of color, it is very hard to move up in the org and be heard. If you are a cute, white male, you will do well in this company. Turnover is high, show less. Advice to management: maybe start with a little bit of respect for clients and staff. Opens a new window, July 28, 2017. Helpful: 1. Low pay, oppressive management, dishonest business practices. Current employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook: I have been working at Colorado Health Network full-time, less than a year. Pros: brand new facility, friendly coworkers, easy access to downtown. Interviews are too easy. Great benefits. Benefits those less fortunate. Cons: oppressive leadership, disingenuous management, dishonest business practices. I really want to like this place, but the management could use some training. I have witnessed some dishonest business practices going on here. Toxic work environment. Pay is very low. Upper level management is very elitist, discriminating, and oppressive toward other staff. Advice to management: take some training courses to learn how to perform your job better. Many may have landed in their current positions due to the Peter principle. Do some house cleaning, see who actually contributes to the successful functioning of the company, and trim the fat. Just because someone is fun outside of work and makes you laugh does not mean they are competent managers that need to be leading other people. Take a look in the mirror. End of Glassdoor reviews. I am sure there will be more future employee review posts showing this negative light on their organization. I arrived back in town San Bernardino the week of July 17th. No previous Glassdoor employee reviews appear on the site before I had to leave town Denver. I tried to get the involvement of their executive director as I sit there living in my car. I refused to live in my car for days and weeks waiting for change. This I posted to Facebook. James M. Driscoll, 10 hours. Friendships are circles of friends and holders from the outside. They are not catty cliques of gossiping queens. They are not your friends. They will not hold you sound in a dire need. They will disappoint you, guaranteed. Definition of catty from Urban Dictionary: there is no option but to reprimand this hate collective to stop this publicly and is widely known so that others get the message to stop this shit now or else, for I see it on Glassdoor as systemic and problematic nationally and it needs to be fixed ASAP. Our hashtag conspiracy exposed terminate sossip is the meme key I have assigned to it. Opens a new window, catty: when a person or group of people, usually friends, or sometimes in college sorority sisters, act very immature, don't ever escape the high school mindset, such as getting caught up in stupid catty drama that is relatively unimportant, or sometimes annoying, loud, obnoxious, materialistic, drunk, change their morals for the acceptance of others, act like they are the shit, and above others in status who are not in that group, etc. Things of that nature. I can't stand that group of people's catty attitudes. They are going nowhere in life until they realize that they need to grow up and stop acting so catty. Hashtag immature, hashtag dramatic, hashtag sorority, hashtag sororities, hashtag Greek life, hashtag obnoxious, hashtag catty, hashtag cattiness, hashtag cattiness. By Cali Girl 3131, December 12, 2008. I am done and through being a victim of all you haters. Go fucking away and leave this country. Or I leave first and change my United States citizenry to a country that is much less corrupt. For Transparency International's latest report scores the United States on a scale from 0 to 100 as being 18. 0 being the worst corruption. You all go to fucked up human hell where you deserve to burn for allowing the haters to win time after time after time. The hashtag MeToo, hashtag TimeSoup campaigns on the sexual harassment and abuse of mainly women by men in the workplace are showing similar tracks of pathology of reasoning why things must be altered off the tracks of the status quo. They are directly relevant to the same cause of not able to have a voice and being silenced for now over 10 years in my plight. I am homeless because of hate, not because of my behavior problems. But you are way too quick to judge it the other way around. For you are one of them, I bet. No, you don't get the assumption of goodness when the corruption score is so bad against your favor. When will you all get it real? It grew up 2018, great reasons this will unite peace. At Realapumin 2018, actively servicing the truth to all time human history. Dr. Mirza, your Hippocratic Oath is being challenged. Do no harm, but I bet you won't meet my challenge to come clean and be honest for a change. Will you? Opens a new window, the QR scan code in this image plays the YouTube video. The very real possibility that you could lie forever. 58,977 views. Joe Scott, published on March 23, 2015. Will the rise of artificial intelligence lead to us becoming immortal, or lead to our extinction? Turns out it's either one or the other. Much of the information for this video comes from this excellent article on Wait But Why. It's a two-part article that will take about an hour to read, and I tried to distill it down to a few minutes, and failed. It's a fascinating topic and well worth the read, opens a new window. Computer technology is growing at an exponential rate. Actually, it has been growing exponentially for decades, but the thing about exponential growth is that the further it goes along, the bigger the leaps become. And we are on the cusp of some incredible leaps in technology. Artificial intelligence has captured our imaginations for years, but now that we are approaching the very real possibility of super intelligent computers, people are starting to take notice, and the predictions span from boundless utopia to the end of the world. With very little in between, thinkers and scientists from Ray Kurzweil to Nick Bostrom to Stephen Hawking and Elon Musk are issuing stern warnings as well as optimism about what the future holds in a world where humans are not the smartest creatures on the planet anymore. But there's still a long way to go. IBM's Watson was able to beat the biggest Jeopardy winner of all time, but it was still simply processing data and not thinking in a creative sense. Still, those computers are right around the corner, and what happens when they reach the ability to think on our level and improve themselves will dictate the future, or end, of humanity. This is not small stuff, it's hugely important. I am very much real and calling you all out on bullshit. Termination of services is inactive discrimination.org opens a new window. 3 megabytes. Avatar. RealUpHuman.net, yesterday at 16:23. Note, the full text of my submission is a combines issue matter of importance. Avatar. James Driscoll yesterday at 17:37. Thank you for having a ticking support system while processing this complaint. Warning. Yes, I am issuing you this warning because I have already dealt with Zendesk and ADAM for ADAM auto-solving tickets to hick that can down the conversational road without address of issues, why at FBI had to be interfaced on Twitter due to the violations of privacy by social services such as Colorado Health Network using a security flaw that has been long-standing in the app of Adam for Adam that I known about for over 8 years. However, that issue on Adam for Adam is not unique to what a massive violation of information privacy looks like. These issues that are directed to at FBI are related to communication standards and those who do not incorporate a full view of this complaint against social services status quo standards that allows abuse, which I have documented, and violates the rights of persons with disabilities, which I can prove still remains a barrier in my way. This matter requires governmental involvement somewhere to the enforcement of my rights as persons with disabilities as well as an enforcement of my information privacy and cyberspace transactions that has been abused by social services unaddressed. In the matter of auto-solving these tickets with Adam for Adam and Zendesk, the following record of truth documentation URL was generated. Please do not auto-solve these matters until there is a solution brought into view and light. Thank you. Opens a new window. Opens a new window. Points to the same online memospace directory. I have faith that this FCC governmental complaints support ticking is not affiliated with such experiences. But these matters must be offered upward for solution, not auto-solving this complaint without address. Thank you. On Twitter, I describe the security hole that is embedded into the site's member-to-member messaging on Adam for Adam. Opens a new window, replying to it Adam for Adam. Adam for Adam, are you going to acknowledge your security hole? Then are you going to acknowledge me in the Zendesk support tickets? Or are you we going to play cat and mouse for another year? A new window. Avatar. James Driscoll yesterday at 18:19. This is a QR graphic code to this individually person named Binded Content URL. Opens a new window. This QR graphic URL page is detailed for blind persons in the following audio spoken voice narrative. Opens a new window. References the brain and mental human sciences of addiction at. Opens a new window. Your option not mine to change. Gmail. Binded-content4-qr.jpg opens a new window. 100 kilobytes. Avatar. James Driscoll yesterday at 18:23. The video supplement of issues is noted as the following issue that must be brought forward out of intractable conflict in social services. Opens a new window. Avatar. James Driscoll yesterday at 19:49. This file is having trouble being downloaded from my web server. So I have uploaded it to YouTube. I have updated the web presentation of Opens a New Window. To reflect these changes, the URL to the YouTube pre-sensation video is a new window. Hashtag conspiracy exposed terminates as a addendum. This relates to the hate and chaos that I was under directed from the Social Services Agency of Colorado Health Network, aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project in Denver, Colorado. I direct name the person responsible for sending this 11-month hate and harassment campaign against me. This hashtag conspiracy exposed is very much real. The problem with massive information privacy violations is detailed in several newsworthy posts. A new window. This is what a massive online privacy violation looks like. The 8th of September 14, 3:20 p.m. by John Aravosis, 25 comments. This video goes to the moral responsibility of parties involved in hashtag conspiracy that has not yet been broken by public awareness of these issues. Avatar. James Driscoll yesterday at 22:35. From a new window, the status of the United States is that the United States has signed this document, but in December 2012, a vote in the United States Senate fell 6 votes short of the 2/3 majority required for ratification. 5. The convention is monitored by the Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. As of 2015, for the first time in its history, the Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities opened an investigation into a signatory state for breaching their convention obligations. The investigation was triggered by Article 6 of the Optional Protocol, which provides that an investigation will be carried out once the committee receives reliable information indicating grave and systematic violation of the human rights of persons with disabilities. The government of the United Kingdom is being investigated, with the final report currently due to be released in 2017. 8. It is my assertion that with the abuses documented at the Colorado Health Network, along with other Ryan White Care Act so-called supportive care agencies, violations in the spirit of the document and Convention for Rights for Persons with Disabilities has been unfaithfully executed and trust has been lost. See below to the systemic chaos and hate-based work encirclement cultures found on Glassdoor for the Ryan White Care Act agencies. Now along with social services of the San Bernardino County not enforcing my rights to equal and full participation to bring these matters to the front and into the light, and investigation against our collective body United States of America for allowing these situations to go unaddressed should be pursued. See audio personation to Glassdoor on letter of conspiracy exposed. Online storage folder, a new window. Systemic, opens a new window. Avatar, James Driscoll today at 024. I have added an emoji to the ending of this first introduction of issues. The emoji is the crystal ball. It is forecast without an amended course of action in the Ryan White Care Act agencies nationally that have been allowed to run amok and violate the privacy of clients who are persons with disabilities, they will be set forth on a pathway of destruction and death from this disease. The emoji is added to the predictability that I have been dealing with this hate bias in the HIV, AIDS social media community and interfaces to the general public for more than 10 years. On Twitter, I have a letter directed to the Dr. Phil TV show issued by my mother that mentions two hate and harassment campaigns over the course of 10 years in HIV, AIDS services. Opens a new window. James Driscoll, it grew up. At Dr. Phil, this letter was directed to you via email and U.S. postmail. It is imperative that you understand my motives of why these issues need to be brought into the light. On it, Glassdoor, the Ryan White Care Act supportive agencies are highly reported as hate culture companies. 9:59 p.m. the 31st of December 2017. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. New conversation. James Driscoll, it grew up. December 31st. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll, it grew up. December 31st. Spoken voice, to it, Glassdoor, re the multitude of hate and abuse employee to employer reviews of the HIV, AIDS social service organizations, opens a new window. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll, it grew up. December 31st. This is a letter directed to my current case management agency under contracted service provided. They are not allowing the story be told as it needs to be. At Futhilades, a new window. This also has a written copy. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll, it grew up. December 31st. Written copy of email to executive director of at Futhilades Foothill AIDS Project. A new window. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll, it grew up. December 31st. These are the issues of conflict of interest free case management that should be placed onto the working agenda table of discussions at all HIV, AIDS service agencies. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll, it grew up. January 27th. To the court record, introduction to court magistrate, court date January 30th, 2018, 8 a.m. San Bernardino, CA. Written copy, mentions this pinned tweet to it, Dr. Phil filed in at Yale File Records. At Glassdoor referenced, a new window, spoken voice link avail NXT tweet. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll, it grew up. January 27th. To the court record, introduction to court magistrate, court date January 30th, 2018, 8 a.m. San Bernardino, CA. Spoken voice narrative pinned tweet to it, Dr. Phil filed in at Yale File Records. At Glassdoor referenced, opens a new window, 19 minutes 42 seconds, written copy link avail. 0 replies, 0 retweets, 0 likes. As well on Twitter or tweets to it, FBI. Opens a new window, James Driscoll, it grew up. James Driscoll retweeted James Driscoll. At FBI at Billis Angles on Thursday, I received a visit from two of your agents here in San Bernardino. I want to thank them. Of course, they did not provide full names and the only number they provided my phone was your field office. I would like to include this at Dr. Phil letter. James Driscoll added, James Driscoll, it grew up. At Dr. Phil, this letter was directed to you via email and U.S. postmail. It is imperative that you understand my motives of why these issues need to be brought into the light. On it, Glassdoor, the Ryan White Care Act. Show this thread. 9:14 p.m. the 20th of January 2018. 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. New conversation. James Driscoll, it grew up. January 20th. I have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of or to hide of my actions. I would like to read the email outgoing that mentions your agent's recent visit to my residence to the AIDS services organizations involved in my case. A new window, 1 reply, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll, it grew up. January 20th, at Futhilades, I ran out of room in my previous tweet. Please open this thread. This contains information that has been directed to the Federal Bureau of Investigation and now a second letter directed to your exec director. First letter received no response. I expect a reply. It was in Oakland when I first found resistance of an hate and harassment campaign set forth and gaslighting efforts against me. This was conducted by then housing provider organization the American Baptist Homes of the West, now no longer under that organization name. It is my assertion that there has been a long-established violations and abuse in the Ryan White Care Act-funded social services network that has violated the privacy of persons with disabilities within the HIV/AIDS community and those persons who are friends of this group of persons. It is my assertion that this problem is systemic and has been abused for more than 8 years standing on Adam for Adam without address. Other gay dating social media apps also have systemic reported violations in security that were so declared at first discovery non-relevant by the app's developing directors. Just taking a sampling of how this violation has been secretly exposing the community to harm is taking the case of my personal friend Robert Robinson, who has an Adam for Adam account of BlockinStud9. His main job for many years has been in the employment rehire efforts of the general population in what was mainly a governmental organizational agency called Workforce Boulder. Although he has many certifications of merit issued that pronounces his job performance and position as being of excellence, in late 2016, the office of Workforce Boulder was privatized under a corporate organized management firm. Mr. Robinson had been out of work for over 8 months. It was in January when I became a sublet renter to subsidize the loss of income on his 12-month apartment lease that expired in May of 2017. For in May of 2016, he did not realize that the office was going to be under new privatized management. So in January, I was there paying $500 of a portion of rent where half the rent was actually $650 for the unit. It was not until late March after many returns of the interview process that Mr. Robinson was set forth told he would be placed as priority in the re-employment rehire process. The delay to which was in of itself becoming suspicious. Although the apartment complex did issue a letter to recertify our lease in good standing for another year, it was Mr. Robinson's position that he could not take that advantage because of the financial loss and hardship of Workforce Boulder in late March finally delivering the final word, can't hire him back. The reason given was credit check reporting issues, for which the privatization system that he went under was the direct cause of this negative effect outcomes onto his credit check. It is further asserted that violations on the social media platform of Adam for Adam is the culprit that placed information into the new management rehire process secretly that was not divulged to Mr. Robinson for this real actual reason why he was not rehired, even though he has certificates and plaques of excellence in his performance of his duty of work. This is one cited example that I can pull from direct knowledge that once I began as a roommate of Mr. Robinson, the violation of social services reach into the privatization administration of rehire is obvious. However, without cooperating witness testimony directly involving Mr. Robinson's case, I cannot fathom it being from any other source. My case manager Fatima Adan is one of the employees that quit that is reported on Glassdoor with this review. Opens a new window, February 17, 2018, Colorado Health Network logo, if you don't gossip like a teenager, you'll be an outsider. Former employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Neutral outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network full-time. Pros. The mission at CHN is good. Cons. Very catty work environment for the most part. Advice to management. Get to know employees better. Share on Facebook. Share on Twitter. Share via email. Copy link. December 14, 2017. Colorado Health Network logo. I loved the people and the work. Former employee, public health intervention coordinator in Denver, CO. Recommends. Positive outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network full-time, more than a year. Pros. The people were the best, and I miss them every day. Not to mention, best boss ever. As another review said, the overall environment is welcoming to all regardless of gender identity, sexual orientation, race or religious background. You simply can't beat the people and culture here. There are two other reviews that complain about a lack of diversity, but I don't know what they're expecting. The CEO is Latino, there are LGBTQ people in all levels including management and my boss was a woman, show less. Cons. The pay is tough for Denver. It's pretty good for a nonprofit, but with the sudden increase in the cost of living in Colorado, especially Denver, it's tough to make ends meet. Advice to management. See if there is any way to offer more cost of living increases. Share on Facebook. Share on Twitter. Share via email. Copy link. September 13, 2017. Helpful to Colorado Health Network logo. Employment. Former employee, client services in Denver, CO. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network, less than a year. Pros. Case managers are not micromanaged. Occasionally drug companies will come in and bring free lunch, relaxed dress code, on a major bus line. Cons. Management is awful. They do not trust their employees with anything, not even tissues. If you want a box of tissues you have to go to upstairs and talk to them. One person stores them in his office. They had a big investigation because two employees quit because of racism and discrimination within the organization. The investigation was inconclusive. They had a meeting with all of the staff that show more. Advice to management. Maybe start with a little bit of respect for clients and staff. Share on Facebook. Share on Twitter. Share via email. Copy link. July 28, 2017. Helpful, 1. Colorado Health Network logo. Low pay, oppressive management, dishonest business practices. Current employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I have been working at Colorado Health Network full-time, less than a year. Pros. Brand new facility, friendly coworkers, easy access to downtown. Interviews are too easy. Great benefits. Benefits those less fortunate. Cons. Oppressive leadership, disingenuous management, dishonest business practices. I really want to like this place, but the management could use some training. I have witness.